KB2HXS.
We need to pick up here at the Food Lion. Now I'm trying to get out of the parking lot and head back to the house and not planning to go anywhere else for the rest of the day.
It's been a similar thing. I got one more customer to get to, and then that's going to be quick and easy, and I'm going to be done for the rest of the day.
What that's like and all, but anyway, but things are looking up, you know. I was over at the Woodlands at Furman last night performing. Then we went to the Monterey Mexican restaurant there on 276, and then I made my way all the way back home through Gurr and back to the house.
Excellent. So now, quick question, how are you going to do with your radio stuff? Are you going to be able to set it up at the new place, or what?
Well, it's going to take a little bit of doing. We're planning to, her backyard is a little bit bigger than where the fence is, we believe. So we're going to go to a section and take a 10-foot section at a peak so it matches up to the fence that's next door. And then we're going to take and build a little building in there for me to be my radio shack.
Oh, okay. So you got plenty of property to throw some antennas up. Nobody's going to bother you?
Oh, we got this. We're in a condo over here in a HOA. So, but I can get rid of. There are ways. I'm going to get me a stealth antenna to put up, and probably get me a vertical to go up. And there's a tree nearby, but it's not very big, so I don't know what for sure. But I'm looking at several things. I may get me one of these stealth verticals that you just push it up when you're ready to use it, and leave it down, bring it back down when you're done.
I'm going to fit that antenna tuner, right?
Oh, yeah.
Center-fed dipole and put that up.
One is having a second tree to put it up on. And we back up to this section where we live, backs up to another HOA, up to another a condo place that's on the street behind us and everything else. So I'll see what I'm going to do, but I'll get something up. I may not run. I think I'm going to sell my amp. I'm not going to put it in there right now. I might sell it. I got an amp and I got a 7200, and I think I want to sell both of them, and I have a manual tuner, too, that it's a full legal limit manual tuner, so I may put all of those on the market.
Ah, it's a shame you got to get rid of all that.
300, I got my auto tuner, and I'm going to look at a smaller solid state amp that I can put out there that will, you know, so I'm not having to generate a lot of heat and things out there in the summertime. So I want to see what I do. It's like I said, I got the 7300 anyway still there, so I'll figure out something.
I tell you what, my little Kenwood, my TS450 does pretty good at 100 watts.
300 does good at 100 watts. In fact, I've been, for the last several months, because the 11H needs to be redone, whatever it does, to get it working right again. It's not putting out, and I don't think it's the tubes, unless I've got one that's gone bad, but I didn't see any that they all lit up like they were supposed to when I turned it on, and I was able to look at it, but it doesn't want to, I think it's gotten out of kilter a little bit, because on a couple of the bands, it doesn't want to put out.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've got that 800-watt amp at my house. I haven't even hooked up yet. I'm afraid to. I'm afraid to upset the neighbors, which I really don't care, but I'm thinking about a G5RV antenna. What do you think about that?
One of the ones I've got at my house is a G5RV. It's supposed to be for 1080 through 10, and it seems to work pretty good, but I'm not going to have a place long enough to stretch it out at the new location. And, of course, I may not have 160 for a while until I figure out something about that. But if I can get 80 through 10, I'll be happy for a while. and all, because that way I can even run CW, and I run it at about 35 watts at max, and I'm on higher ground where I am now than where I am.
Gotcha, gotcha. Well, it doesn't make a whole lot of difference with HF, right?
Roger.
Difference, or doesn't it?
Well, with many, I guess too many buildings and high areas up to the, that's to the northwest and west of me, so working something out of there down in that hole, I can't get a good angle for, you know, working into closer states and things like that. When I get on the air there, you know, I can pick up California and I can pick up Washington, but I can't pick up a lot of the states in the middle part of the United States.
That's probably my problem, because that, I'm in a little bit of a hole where I'm at, and I try and get the antenna up like 30 feet or better. You know, I got that off-center dipole. It works well. I tell you, it really works well with my my 450. But yeah, I can get out long distances, but the short stuff, no. KB2HX, that's where I did.
Yep, that's my problem over there at the trailer. So, and it would be the same. It wouldn't be quite the same here, because I'm on a downhill, but I'm not at the bottom of the hill. And well, I have arrived back at the house, and I need to get this flavoring in to her, because she's making some good, getting ready to make some good triple layer fudge, and she needs this for the middle layer. So, anyway, we'll talk to you later. You have a good rest of the afternoon, and stay dry. KB2HXS, W2T, 73s.
All right, there, Rusty. We'll catch you later. WU2T, KB2HXS, mobile.